My name is McMurphy, buddies, R.P. McMurphy, and I'm a gambling fool. He winks and sings a little piece of a song. And whenever I meet with a deck of cards, I lays my money down and laughs again. He walks to one of the card games, tips an acute's cards up with a thick, heavy finger, and squints at the hand and shakes his head. Yes, sir, that's what I came to this establishment for, to bring you birds fun and entertainment around the gaming table. Nobody left in that Pendleton work farm to make my days interesting anymore, so I requested a transfer, you see. Needed some new blood. Hoo-wee, look at the way this bird holds his card, showing to everybody in a block. Man, I'll trim you babies like little lambs. Cheswick gathers his cards together. The red-headed man sticks his hand out for Cheswick to shake. Hello, buddy. What's that you're playing, pinochle? Jesus, no wonder you don't care nothing about showing your hand. Don't you have a straight deck around here? Well, say, here we go. I brought along my own deck just in case. Has something in it other than face cards. And check the pictures, huh? Everyone different. 52 positions. Cheswick is pop-eyed already, and what he sees on those cards don't help his condition. Easy now. Don't smudge 'em. We got lots of time, lots of games ahead of us. I like to use my deck here because it takes at least a week for the other players to get to where they can even see the suit. He's got on work farm pants and shirt, sunned out till they're the color of watered milk. His face and neck and arms are the color of oxblood leather from working long in the fields. He's got a primer black motorcycle cap stuck in his hair and a leather jacket over one arm, and he's got on boots gray and dusty and heavy enough to kick a man half in two. He walks away from Cheswick and takes off the cap and goes to beating a dust storm out of his thigh. One of the black boys circles him with the thermometer, but he's too quick for them. He slips in among the acutes and starts moving around, shaking hands before the black boy can take good aim. The way he talks, his wink, his loud talk, his swagger, all remind me of a car salesman or a stock auctioneer, or one of those pitchmen you see on a sideshow stage, out in front of his flapping banners, standing there in a striped shirt with yellow buttons, drawing the faces off the sawdust like a magnet. What happened, you see, was I got in a couple of hassles at the work farm, to tell the pure truth, and the court ruled that I'm a psychopath. And you think I'm going to argue with the court? Shoo, you can bet your bottom dollar I don't. If it gets me out of those damn pea fields, I'll be whatever their little heart desires, be it psychopath or mad dog or werewolf, because I don't care if I never see another weed and hoe to my dying day. Now, they tell me a psychopath's a guy fights too much and fucks too much, but they ain't wholly right, do you think? I mean, whoever heard tell of a man getting too much boozle? Hello, buddy, what do they call you? My name's McMurphy, and I'll bet you $2 here and now that you can't tell me how many spots are in that pinochle hand you're holding. Don't look. $2. What do you say? God damn, Sam, can't you wait half a minute to prod me with that damn thermometer of yours?